Woke PayPal to lay off 2,000 employees. By Lucas Nolan on February 1, 2023. PayPal, the woke payment processor that blacklists those it disagrees with politically, has announced plans to lay off approximately 2,000 employees. Engadget reports that the leading online payment provider, PayPal, recently announced that it will lay off about 2,000 employees, or approximately 7% of its workforce. The layoffs are anticipated to take place over the coming weeks and will have varying effects on different segments of the business. The company says the layoffs are in response to a difficult macroeconomic environment that has prompted similar responses from other technology giants like Google and Microsoft. Dan Schulman, president and CEO of PayPal, said the business would treat departing employees with respect and offer them generous packages to aid in their transitions. He also acknowledged the significant contributions the departing staff members made to the business. During its most recent earnings call, PayPal outperformed Wall Street expectations despite the challenging business climate, with revenue and income rising by 11% and 7%, respectively. "While we have made substantial progress in right-sizing our cost structure and focused our resources on our core strategic priorities, we have more work to do," Schulman said. PayPal has famously blacklisted those it disagrees with politically, such as evolutionary biologist Colin Wright for his criticism of transgender ideology. Breitbart News reporter Alam Bokhari wrote in June 2022, "Colin Wright, an evolutionary biologist, Substack writer, and a contributing editor to the academic publication Quillette, who frequently criticizes transgender ideology in his writing, has been blacklisted by PayPal, the web's most widely used online payment gateway, and Etsy, an e-commerce platform. It is unclear why PayPal made the decision. Etsy accused Wright of glorifying hatred or violence towards protected groups, an accusation Wright called totally outrageous. Wright is a frequent critic of the woke left in his writing, recently publishing an article criticizing sports authorities for allowing biological male Leah Thomas to compete against female swimmers. PayPal has notified me that after a review, we have decided to permanently limit your account," reported Wright. "I used PayPal to receive both one-time and recurring donations from my supporters. When I asked why, they said I needed an attorney to submit a subpoena to find out." PayPal has been at the forefront of efforts to financially blacklist critics of America's ruling progressive ideology over the past half decade. Last August, a co-founder of the company, David Sachs, slammed the company for blacklisting customers. "Kicking people off social media deprives them of the right to speak in our increasingly online world," wrote Sachs. "Locking them out of the financial economy is worse. It deprives them of the right to make a living." Read more at Engadget here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.